Welcome back to Board Gaming with English. This is another learner edition. So if you are someone who is learning English, this episode is for you. But also, if you are a teacher or educator, please keep listening. I have a special announcement at the end of this episode. We're going to talk about a really great game during this episode called That's a Question. So even if you are not learning English, this is a very helpful game that you can use in your class or as an icebreaker. So keep listening, and at the end of the episode, I have a really cool announcement about Facebook and a new Facebook group we are starting.
Board Gaming with English. This is Board Gaming with English, where your hosts, Dustin and Rich, introduce tabletop games to help you improve your English.
What's up, Dustin?
So, Rich.
Oh, yes.
Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
I think I would probably be a werewolf.
A werewolf. Why?
Yeah.
Why a werewolf?
A werewolf, what? Is once a month you're a werewolf? Was it a vampire or a zombie?
Vampire.
Vampire forever, right?
But you don't know what you do as a werewolf. A vampire.
I like the beach. Get to go. I don't know. I much prefer a werewolf. Yeah, it's a little cooler. Right. And Dustin, let's see. Would you rather be invisible or be able to fly?
Oh, the number one superhero
number one
question.
Always comes up in conversations with me.
I think I would rather fly.
Unbelievable. Why?
You would rather be invisible?
Yeah. When you fly, you don't think you have to, your ears pop. There'll be like regulations about where you could land, where you can go.
But if you're invisible, you'll be naked all the time. Then you're wearing clothes.
And I don't see the problem with that.
Yeah, fly.
Okay, fly.
So let's get to our game today. All right, so if you are first listening for the first time today, I'm Dustin and...
And I'm Rich.
And we're going to introduce a game for you to learn English. And the name of the game is...
That's a question. Try that again.
That was off.
Three, two... That's a question. No, that was good.
How do we play the game, Rich? Let's go over the rules.
So the game is actually quite straightforward when you start playing. There is between 3 and 6 players that play this game. And basically, everyone who's playing is a squirrel. Funny enough, the objective of the game is to get your squirrel as far as possible up this mountain. And the way you do it is you ask each other questions. And when you ask the person the question, if you correctly get what their answer is going to be, you move forward. So to start, everyone chooses a player. So Dustin, would you rather be orange or blue? Orange. Oh, shoot.
Blue.
Really?
No. Orange.
You seem like yellow. An orange person. That's
I would choose yellow, actually.
Choose yellow. Okay. So after you choose a color, everyone chooses their color, and whoever listens to this podcast gets to go first. I think that's a good rule we can make up. After that, everyone gets these cards, and on these cards are different ideas. And after everyone gets 5 of these answer cards, you leave the rest of the cards in the middle of the table. There is this question board that has 3 major questions. So in summary, what you do is each player gets 2 cards, an A and a B, after a question is asked to someone. So let's say there's 4 of us and I say, all right, I'm going to ask Dustin this question again. Dustin, would you rather have the orange squirrel or the blue squirrel? And everyone has the A and the B. Dustin has the A and the B card as well.
And A is blue and orange is B.
Yes. And at the count of 3, we open our hands. We show which card we put down. And if you got it correct, you move forward. If you didn't get it correct, you don't move anywhere. And Dustin, for everyone who got it correct, they move forward. Now I'm the asker. So if everyone got it wrong, I would move forward for every person that got it wrong. There are also two other cards. One is a times three card. So if I know Dustin's favorite color is orange, and I know what answer he's going to put down, I'll put that times three down at the same time, and my character, if I get it correct, will move forward three spaces. There's also a card that has a question mark, an exclamation mark, and another question mark, and that means if I think no one's going to get the question right, I can put that card down, and everybody who gets that one wrong, I'll move forward. And again, the objective is to move the furthest before all the cards in the main deck are gone. And the way to do that is every time you ask a question with those two answers, you take two more answers. So eventually, there'll be no more cards in the middle.
So the main way to win, you have to guess what people will answer, right?
Exactly.
So if I ask you what color you like, blue or red, if I know you like blue and I guess correct,
you don't know me that well.
Move forward.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty easy rules to understand. So our next part, let's go over the grammar and some of the questions and answers in the game. Lecture time. Okay, so one question is, which of these would you choose, A or B? So which would you choose? Which would you choose, to be able to fly or to be invisible? Now, in the game, you can give a reason why. So I would choose to be invisible because I would choose to be invisible because you cannot see me. Question two, what do you consider worse, someone who, A or B? Which do you consider worse, someone who plays on their phone during class or someone who sleeps during class? Again, you can give a reason for your answer. I consider someone who sleeps during class worse because I consider someone who sleeps during class worse because you can use your cell phone in class to learn. And the last one, which would you miss more if it ceased to exist? This question is a little difficult. So it means, which would you miss more, ice cream or fruit? So again, which would you miss more if it ceased to exist, ice cream or fruit? And we can give our answer. I would miss fruit more if it ceased to exist because I want to eat healthy. All right, so let's play around, Rich.
All right, sure. Why not?
Let's do it. Let's play. So we're going to play, but there will be no scoring. I'll just ask Rich a question from the game, and he will ask me a question from the game. So if you want to, you can listen in and play along and try to guess what we will say before we answer the question.
All right, let's do it. Okay, Dustin, I'm going to ask you, which of these would you choose? To understand the language of animals or to be the most famous detective in the world?
Oh, wow. If you're playing along, go ahead and try to guess what my answer will be. I think I would want to be the most famous detective in the world, like Sherlock Holmes.
But don't
that
you think...
That would be pretty cool.
But if you could talk to animals, I feel like you'd be a pretty good detective.
Alright, Rich, which would you choose, to make the best known computer game in the world or to be able to make yourself invisible? Again, try to guess Rich's answer.
Well, we talked about the invisibility earlier, and yeah, definitely make myself invisible.
Alright, and the next one. Which do you think is worse? Someone who texts while driving or writes in a library book?
It has to be text while driving.
Yeah, that's pretty dangerous. Yeah,
that's dangerous. I mean, yeah. In the library, whatever. And Dustin, I'll ask you this one. Which would you miss more if it ceased to exist? Card games or cheese?
Ooh. Yeah. I love cheese. But I think I need card games. Mm. It's kind of part of my identity. All right, so that's kind of how you play the game. How many did you get right? How many did you miss? Were those questions too easy? Well, the game has a lot of different answers and questions, different combinations. You can really ask the other players some very difficult questions. Now, there are other players, and they will guess the answer as well. If you guess correctly, you get points. If you guess wrong, you get no points. If you are asking the question, you get points for every wrong guess. So what are some final thoughts on the game? Final thoughts.
Well, I personally think this is a game that's great, of course, to learn English and practice your English, but it's also something pretty fast and pretty easy to catch on right away. So I think anyone who's looking to play just, you know, a 15-20 minute game, I think it's a good game.
It's a really fun game if you want to get to know people, new
good
people.
Icebreakers.
Yeah, it's a good icebreaker game. It's also great for learning English. There are some more difficult English words, but you can look these words up, and most of them are fairly common words. There are some that are a bit more difficult. So it's a great game for the classroom, for the English language learning class. And if you are a teacher, you may need to break the game up into smaller groups.
All right, Dustin, I'm going to ask you one last question. Big question. Which would you rather have ceased to exist? Season 1 of our podcast or season 2 of our podcast? Yeah, big question, I know.
I'm going to say neither.
I knew that was going to be the answer. If there was an option, I would have said that.
So no one wins there. All right, so thank you for listening. Next week, we will have another episode. And as always, we love to hear from you. Leave a comment on Facebook or like us on Facebook. You can also find us on Instagram or Twitter.
Hope to hear from all of you soon. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Wow, we just finished episode 18 of Board Gaming with English. We're really happy you are listening into our episodes. And I said I have a special announcement for teachers at the end. And here it is. We are starting a Facebook group for educators and teachers to help make resources and materials and links and other things accessible to teachers and educators who want to bring more innovative ways of learning to their classes through games or games-based learning, or by adding maybe some gamification elements to their curriculum. So you can find that Facebook group in the show notes. Link to this episode's blog post. The name of the Facebook group is Games-Based Learning, Gamification, and Games in Education. So if you like us on Facebook, you can find it through Board Gaming with English's Facebook fan page. You can also go to our website and find it there. We're going to start posting at least once a week with some resources you can use as a teacher. We just hosted a professional development this week, and some resources from that professional development will be available in this Facebook group as well. So definitely join our Facebook group. And as always, if you have questions, comments, you can contact us through email, dnr@boardgamingwithenglish.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Most of our handles are BGE Games or Board Gaming with English. All right, we hope to hear from you and enjoy the rest of your day.